You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, and Kelvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show for you today. Randy Manner, who has joined us numerous times, retired Major General from the U.S. Army. Randy Manner will be joining us after 10:33 to talk about Signalgate. Again, there's such a fire hose of news all the time that I think I forget from day to day what's been going on. And so we're going to backtrack a little bit and talk about this, because now it appears that there might actually be an investigation into, sharing war plans on a platform that can get hacked, which seems like not a good idea. I'm not an expert.
I'm sorry. I was sharing secret military stuff on Snapchat. It was fun. I put a filter on it.
Oops, I thought it was fine. And because it's Friday, as always, Dan Schaefer will be here from the multi-award-winning recombobulation area. They just got big accolades that we will talk about with Dan. If you do not subscribe to the recombobulation area, I really encourage you to do that. They do great, great work over there. And so we're going to be talking about the breakdown of the election a little bit more of Susan Crawford, soon to be joining the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Right.
Yes, that is something that happened this week. It was like 3 days ago. It feels like a year and a half ago. And then we'll wrap up the show. Well, before we get to that, our audio sorbet segment, start thinking about it now.
Yes.
After the 11:30 news, best bad movies.
Yeah.
When it comes on TV, even though it's terrible, you have to watch it.
Yeah.
I have one.
Oh, I have one too.
Just be thinking about your favorite best bad movie. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that after 11:33, and then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Here Kitty Kitty edition. I encourage you to stick around for that. It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's all on the way. Also, today is the last day for our statewide Text to Win Break into Spring contest, up for grabs next hour, either an overnight stay at Chula Vista. We have some great Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash. And then every entry will get you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. After the 11 o'clock news, we will have the keyword for you to text in. Mm-hmm. Gotta be via the Civic Media app.
Yes, yes.
Because I have gotten a couple emails with the word, and unfortunately, that's not going to do you much good. So, yes, if you don't have it yet, it's super easy. Go to wherever you get your apps. Look for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C.
Yep.
Download the Civic Media app. It's completely free, absolutely free.
And it allows you to listen to us locally, statewide, countrywide. Earlier this week, it was from Austria, and now Robin is in Paris, listening to us in Paris.
That's fantastic.
Three international sites. I know we should get a little map. So we got three. We got New Zealand, we've got Austria, and we've got Paris. And if you've listened to us in other countries, please let me know. My goal is to have someone listen to us on the International Space Station.
Got to have a goal.
Yes.
Got to have goals. That's fantastic. So, yes, you can take us with you everywhere. If you have the Civic Media app, you can listen to all of our stations all across the network. It's really great.
Yeah, it's very simple.
And as far as the bonus, you can get a bonus entry, but it only happens once.
Correct. And we'll talk more about that at 11 o'clock when we give you that word. But tune in, get that Civic Media app ready, and we're going to have some fun for the last day of the contest.
The very last day. All right.
Oh, another contest goes by.
I know. As we come on the air, the stock market is crashing. Don't worry, though. We have news from Janine Pirro from Fox checking in on the state of the stock market. Calvin, let's play that clip from Janine Pirro, please.
And you know what? I don't really care about my 401k today. You know what?
Yeah, because she's worth $14 million. Janine is doing just fine.
Do you know who cares about their 401k? Jackie Bach, my mom. Patty Becker, my mother-in-law. My 401k. A lot of people who are listening are worrying about their 401ks. They've been through some stuff. If you had a 401k longer than 15 years, you went through the meltdown in 2008, and you had to. And they told you then, be patient.
Yep, it'll come back.
But now it just seems a little this whole thing of like they know it's wrong, they know it's his fault, but they're telling you, don't worry about it. It's fine.
It feels like self harm.
Yes, this is.
Self-inflicted.
Jane, you are not wrong. And when I say this, I am saying this with all love and respect for those who are actually going through it in a personal level. But this president, in my opinion, is nothing but a federally sponsored abusive relationship. It is so hurtful, the things they say to us and then make us the way they want us to feel about our country crashing and burning.
This is from the Wall Street Journal. Just crazy liberals over there.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
Headline reads, Dow tumbles, bonds rally after China retaliates against Trump tariffs. Now, the expectation yesterday when Donald Trump announced earlier this week when Trump announced all these tariffs, including against two countries that have no people. Just think about that just for a second. This is true. Among the countries listed getting hit with new tariffs are two islands that do not have any inhabitants.
Yeah.
All fine.
All fine.
All perfectly normal. But the expectation, I think, was that China was going to come back and negotiate. Yeah, they didn't do that. China today applied 34% tariffs on U.S. goods.
Not even a specific item. Like the... This is good. So
all imported goods.
Oh, God. We're screwed.
China has struck back at American tariffs, applying 34% levies on all imported goods from the U.S. Beijing says these will come into effect next Thursday.
Jesus.
Trump said China played it wrong. They panicked. It's called retaliation.
Sir, I don't know if you know. I know that you love to tell people. Donald Trump, I know you're listening. I know you love to say.
Right.
There was no wars under my presidency. No one went to war. Wrong. This is tariff war 2 right now. And this one is way worse than the last one. 34%. Just think about it, 34% tariff on all imported goods from China. Are you out of your mind?
No, those are on U.S. imports to China.
Oh, sorry. I meant that.
Yes.
Yeah. Is he out of it? Yes, he is. Because what did he do? Jane, what did he do? After he announced the great, what did he call it? He called it Emancipation Day.
Oh, Liberation Day.
What did he do after Liberation Day when he was done with his little presentation with his cardboard cutouts and whatnot? He hopped a plane and went where?
He is at a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Sponsored by the Saudis, by the way.
Yeah. Yep.
He is not in Lithuania, by the way, where today they are honoring 4 American soldiers who lost their lives in Lithuania during training exercises. There is a big ceremony going on in Lithuania right now honoring those 4 American soldiers. The president of the United States is at a golf tournament in Florida.
Do you remember how much the GOP lost their minds when Joseph Robinette Biden did not go to East Palestine?
Yes.
The day after the accident?
Yes.
They lost their minds. This is 4 fallen soldiers.
I don't know that he's even acknowledged
I've not heard him say anything.
If I'm wrong, please point it out to me.
And if you know the schedule, if he's skipping 18 holes to go to Lithuania for a little while.
That's not gonna happen.
But I don't think he is, because last time I checked, well, that's right, he doesn't care.
Brendan on the live stream says the cost to fly him to Florida is $3.1 million. I've seen estimates, because he's golfed every weekend except one since he's been back in office. So he's already cost us about $26 million just in golf, just to fly him and Secret Service, because we have to put them up at his golf club, of course. It's cost us $26 million, but don't worry, Doge is there. Doge is there to make sure that our money is being spent wisely. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm not even going to look at my 401k because there wasn't much in there anyway. But the point of the matter is this man is just so mentally disturbed and delusional. He needs to be impeached, removed from office, and put into a psych ward and where they throw away the key. And I'm going to continue to say this until maybe somebody hears me.
I just don't see that happening, Cindy. I just don't. He is surrounded by sycophants. And we thank you for calling, Cindy. We have a clip from Wisconsin Senior Senator Ron Johnson.
Does he have thoughts?
Ron Johnson has thoughts about the tariffs and the market crashing. He appeared on PBS. Let's Calvin, take a listen to that clip from Ron Johnson, please.
So can you tell us more about what those manufacturer leaders are telling you? I mean, I know you said you'll monitor it, but they have to have some sort of calculation or sense of how long they're willing to bear, or how much pain they can bear moving forward.
Well, each business is different. You know, to what extent are they importing components? What is their exposure in terms of export markets? So every situation is completely different.
True. Yep.
But there's no doubt about it. When you slap tariffs on imported goods and people are using imported components to manufacture and then try and export, that's going to make you less competitive overseas. It'll drive up costs. Listen, when prices rise, demand falls. That could damper our economy as well. So again, this is a bold but risky action the president has taken. I, for one, hope he is correct.
Oh, good.
I wanted him to succeed. I wanted the American consumer to succeed. I want Wisconsin manufacturers and farmers to succeed.
No, we all. Yes, yeah. We all want our manufacturers and our farmers to succeed. Yeah, that'd be great.
What an amazing value, Ron Johnson. I would like for him to see. I do, too. And we talked about this last week when someone said we hate everything Trump does. I fundamentally want Trump to succeed for America. If his plans succeed and we succeed and we do better, then great. And I will say right here on this show, thank you, congratulations. But every time he says he's going to do something, it just seems like it's a way of making our country worse.
855-752-4842. Have you checked your 401k? I'm just curious. I haven't looked. What about you? Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. We'll leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 10:30 news, we're going to be joined by Randy Banner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army. We're going to talk about Signalgate and the wisdom of talking, I don't know, war plans on a platform that can get hacked. Also, apparently taking advice from a complete outsider on who to fire from your National Security Council, because that happened this week, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that with Randy Banner coming up after the 10:30 news. Did want to talk a little bit about Derek Van Orden. We did mention this yesterday in Alabama. Some constituents have taken it upon themselves to make life-size cardboard cutouts of their representatives who are refusing to do town halls, and they are taking those life-size cardboard cutouts to town halls to represent their representatives who will not show up in person. Mm-hmm. I think this is a fabulous idea.
I think it's a fabulous idea, and just one full of, civic duty.
Well, and I think, you know, we could be an art project.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much potential for that, especially because we find out now today Derek Van Orden is going to be running for another term.
Oh, great.
Derek Van Orden it's believed that the new court majority,
mm-hmm.
we don't know this, yeah. but of course this the rumor that they're going to redraw the congressional maps to try and oust Brian Stile. Here is what, and Derek Van Orden, here's what Derek Van Orden has to say, quote, "I love helping my people as a congressman. I'm not going to let them take it. Nope. The scars on my knuckles are literally from human teeth." We'll go back to that. "And I'm not giving it up. I'm not letting leftists walk away with it. Hell no." Derek Van Orden says he will make the case with the people no matter how they redraw these maps. Quote, "I'm going to run on my record." That should be good. "I'm going to run on my work ethic."
Oh, God.
That also should be good. "I'm going to run on my background and things I've actually done for the country, and I will win," unquote. If you are a constituent of Derek Van Orden's, please give us a call.
Please, God Almighty.
And tell us what he has done for you
yeah.
since he's been in office. And if anybody has more details about the scars on his knuckles are literally from human teeth, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
I got questions.
I personally feel like you should read all of Derek Van Orden's tweets in like a on stage in dramatic
form. Reading.
Oh my gosh, yes. Look, we're about to have Randy Manner on, retired general, major general. I have all the, my father was a vet. Uncle was a vet. We have vets in my family. I respect and love vets. Derek Van Orden finds just really weird times to whip out the vet card, though. In this announcement, the scars on my fists are from people's teeth. Are you telling us that's from your army, from your work as a Navy SEAL?
Or does this just happen when you're out and about? I'm not sure.
Or is just a one too many bar fights for you? Or, you know, when you were at January 6th? I mean,
there are questions.
If I
had been that reporter, I think I would have asked a follow-up question about the teeth scars on his knuckles.
He's just so weird. And I'm not even saying in the Tim Wall sense of the old joke from last year. He's just a weirdo, creepy guy.
855-752-4842 if you would like to join the discussion. Brian is on the line from Wausau. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, thanks.
Doing well.
What'd you want to say, Brian?
Well, I don't have Derek Van Orden in my district, or I don't believe I do, but I just started paying attention to politics recently a little more in depth and started listening to the radio. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but what you're talking about, Trump going down to his golf course, he's going down there. They're taking all that federal money down there, spending it down there. Whose pocket is it going in the end?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about it's going in his pocket because they're spending on hotel money. And if they're I know he's in Doral. I think that's
Doral.
Doral.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of his golf courses.
That's one of his golf courses.
So it's really just, I mean, it's all being siphoned into his pockets one way or another because he forces people to golf on his courses,
stay at his hotels.
And yeah, that's how he's making his money.
Does that answer your question, Brian?
Laundering scheme.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It seems to me like a big money laundering scheme, and with Musk coming in, it seems like they're just trying to bankrupt this whole country.
Yes.
And him being the richest person in the world can come right back and, oh, I'll buy and bail you guys out and hail to me.
Oh, yeah. I saw a quote from someone yesterday who said, hey, stocks are tumbling. What a great time to buy.
Oh, my God.
Which is great, I think, if you're in a certain economic status.
Yeah. That exactly.
Most of us aren't. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you checking in.
And going back to it, like I'm going to go back to what he wrote. And I make comments about the teeth line, but he wants to run on his record. What record?
What is his record? What has he done for Western Wisconsin? I would love to know. And if there's all that kinds of things we should tout about it, we'd do it.
I'm going to ask one simple question, and this What have you done for farmers? We've talked about so much.
What is the state, the status of the farm bill?
Yeah. You are on the ag committee, and what have you done for farmers other than yell at them, which you did to Darren Von Rudin. We know that for a fact. What is your record? Tell us about your record. Tell us about your work ethic. Fine. You have work ethic. Great. But what we have need
you brought,
more.
What have you brought back home?
Yeah.
What have you brought back home? We have news coming up next when we come back. Retired Major General Randy Manor will be here. We're going to talk about Signalgate. That's all on the way. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He has joined us numerous times over the last year. Delighted to have him back. Retired Major General Randy Manor is here. Good morning, Randy. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Well, good morning. It's always great to see you guys, although some of the topics I wish we didn't have to talk about.
Absolutely. We talk about this in emails all the time. It's like, we'd love to have you on and talk about something lighthearted once, maybe down the road a little bit. We'll get to that point. But I did want to start off first, Randy, with we have four U.S. soldiers who died in Lithuania. Their armored vehicle was pulled from a swamping training area, tragically, and they are getting a lot. There's a big memorial being held in Lithuania today for our four U.S. soldiers. I don't believe President Trump has even acknowledged that this has happened. We know that he's at his golf club in Florida attending a Saudi-funded tournament. Is this appalling?
So it's a very sad state of affairs when the citizens and government of one of our allies is mourning the deaths of four of our American soldiers more than our president is. It's just a statement about what matters to the president.
We did have someone on the live stream asking if Pete Hegseth was there, who is our Secretary of Defense. I haven't seen any evidence of that, so I don't even believe that Hegseth is there either.
I don't know. I think it's just something where actions speak louder than words. And not only are there no words, there's no actions from the administration. But it's just very, very unfortunate. And it's sad because the loss of any American lives, this is obviously a training accident, and it's very, very, very sad for those soldiers and for their families and for those, their comrades in arms. And my heart goes out to all of them.
Absolutely.
Obviously, there'll be an investigation to determine how did it happen and how can it be prevented.
Speaking of investigations, this kind of broke, I believe it was yesterday. Pentagon's watchdog will now review Hegseth's use of the Signal app to convey plans for the Houthi strike. Now, this is going back a couple of weeks, and we've talked to Randy about we forget things because there is such a fire hose of news every day with things that are happening. But for a little recap for people who may have forgotten, Pete Hegseth, J.D. Vance, a lot of other officials within the Trump administration 2 hours before the U.S. launched an attack against Houthi rebels, were sharing details of this attack on the platform called Signal. Now, you are a retired Major General from the U.S. Army. What has been your experience when you have to share information? What is the standard? What is the standard platform to do things like that?
A few things. First of all, it's important that all your listeners understand that these are not allegations. These are facts. It is public information. It has been provided, and it's been on the Senate floor. This is not political crap. These are facts. And the problem is that we literally have the Secretary of Defense and the Vice President and others sharing what is essentially extremely sensitive and classified information in advance of attacks on our enemies. And the average person might think, oh, well, Signal, that's got to be secure. Well, first of all, the Russians, the Iranians, the Chinese, the United States, there are dozens of countries that have hacked into Signal, and it is absolutely positively not secure. It is also not the appropriate communication method to be using to share this information. There are classified capabilities, both on special phones as well as other techniques, where you can share information that is sensitive but yet important for parts of our government, our leadership, to understand. This represents a total disregard for those procedures and a total disregard, ignorance or arrogance or a little bit of both, quite frankly, for the lives of those pilots, for those people that are on the USS Truman, and for those people who put their lives on the line doing those attacks the other day.
I think there's also a concern, Randy, that you can set it up on Signal so that these messages will disappear after a certain amount of time. Therefore, these are government communications. They are supposed to be accessible to the public via FOIA, via Freedom of Information Act.
That is correct. All communications, whether it is written or by text, email, printed, all of these things are required by law to be maintained. So this is firmly a way for these individuals to not be held accountable for their actions and the way that they are managing classified and sensitive information. Absolutely.
Randy, I think, you know, one of the things that they may enjoy right now is the fact that, as Jane said before, we live in such a media fire hose that people probably would say, oh, Signalgate, I remember that.
Like it was 2 months ago.
But now there are people saying, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. Signal isn't as bad as people think. The repercussions you guys want are too harsh for what they did. Randy, you've been in the military for a long time, and let's just say, for argument's sake, that texting did exist, say, 35 years ago. Doesn't matter. I'm not even talking about party right now because I don't want to do that. What would have happened if this same situation would have happened between these individuals, say, 35 years ago?
So why don't we talk about recently, the past 5 years, 10 years?
Okay.
I was responsible for all Army operations worldwide, for monitoring all of them, as well as, of course, I was the Deputy Commanding General in Kuwait and Iraq, responsible for Army operations there. If any of my soldiers had ever, ever revealed any of what was already revealed, meaning facts, there's the following things would have happened. Number one, they would have been immediately removed from their position, from whatever role they were had. They were out. They would have been put as a special assistant in charge of picking up trash on the facility, whatever. Their security clearance would have been suspended, and an investigation would have been initiated. Those are the minimum things that would have happened within minutes of it occurring. Now, essentially, the way that we treat our soldiers, our airmen, our Marines, that is what should be expected of the leadership as well. Cannot be one standard for our military members that are trying to take care of each other and keep each other alive, because that's what all the wives and the husbands and the moms and the dad want. We want our sons and daughters and spouses to come home Well, clearly, that's why we punish people in the military that reveal sensitive information. It's kind of like the World War II adage, loose lips sink ships.
Yep.
It's all true.
Yep.
That little term that was popularized during World War II, it applies even today. And this is a very sad, egregious example of where people have disregard for the lives of our servicemen.
And I'll use another adage too, that for someone like Pete Hegseth, who is the Secretary of Defense, the buck stops there. And what's good enough for the soldiers, it should be good enough for the Secretary of Defense.
That is true. I really, it frustrates me to no end that there is this lying, and this, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. The only people who think it's not a big deal are people who have never been in harm's way. There are people who perhaps they are very old, or they don't know the sophistication of the enemy to intercept communications. So sometimes I think that people who are saying it's not a big deal, they either have never been there, done that, or it was so many decades ago, they don't realize what the capabilities of the enemy are. Just to be very clear, using a little bit of military parlance, when the Secretary of Defense, 36 minutes after he started chatting, said that the F-18s are launching for the strike package, okay, that enabled literally the Iranian supplied radar and air defense systems could begin to target where is the USS Truman. Okay, first of all, that's bad. That's really bad.
Yes.
Because that's a multi-billion dollar carrier. Secondly, is it also then allows the bad guys to quite understand, okay, they're on their way. Let's put all of our air defenses on alert. These are not a bunch of people firing AK-47s in the air. These are Iranian-provided, sophisticated air defense systems. And you can imagine, they're all always manned. But the reality is, if you happen to know that the enemy's coming in the next hour or two, you're going to be on extended alert, and you can target specifically where they're coming, and you can mass your air defense against them. This is very, very simple in today's world, but I'm afraid many of our listeners, even some that are veterans, may not understand how dangerous this is for our pilots and the crewmen that are putting their lives on the line.
If you're just joining us, Randy Manor is here. He's a retired Major General with the United States Army, and we're talking about Signalgate, which we may have forgotten about, and I completely understand how that happens because there's so much going on. But Pam Bondi, who is now the Attorney General of the United States, essentially said a couple of days ago, this case is closed. It's done. It's over. Move on. Move along. And I want to ask about Pete Hegseth, who served. Is this just massive ignorance on his part, doing this on Signal, sharing these details on Signal, or is it just a better indicator of how cavalier he is about his responsibilities?
So you're talking about a person whose military experience was limited to being a major. Nothing wrong, and I respect his service. He was, however, removed from the service. His value to the president is he is extremely loyal, and that is why he is there. It is not because of his line up any of the previous secretaries of defense and compare their resumes against his. And there, if I was an employer, he wouldn't even make the cut for even having an interview.
Yeah.
So in answering your question, if you're not qualified and you don't have the experience to be able to do the job, what can we expect in terms of professional maturity to be able to understand the nuances of the things he says or does? He is essentially, his claim to fame is that he was a Fox talk show host.
Yep.
So, okay, the president can put in whoever he wants.
But that's his job. How dangerous is it to be surrounded by people who will only tell you yes?
President chooses who he wants. I think the reverse is perhaps a more powerful question is, what does this mean for the men and the women that are in uniform? I have talked to dozens of military members, active duty military members, in the past 2 months. And I will tell you, it's extremely sad. They're all, quite frankly, going to be resigning and or they're getting out whenever they possibly can. And these are some of the very finest men and women that I have known personally. It greatly disturbs me to hear what they're doing. They don't want to be in a situation where their lives, and then that means, of course, the consequences for their families are put in the line. I know fully, based on the forecast, that our recruiting numbers will be dropping, and we're already struggling to be able to fill them. So this is not going to enhance the recruiting. It's going to actually make it more difficult.
We're going to continue our conversation with retired Major General Randy Manner on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin B. on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by retired Major General Randy Manner. Thank you so much for making time for us. I know you were recently on CNN, and you've been interviewed. Was it The Guardian that you talked to also? The Guardian, yes, as well.
Actually,
so many. I bet you've been all over the place. So thank you very much for making time for us. I really appreciate it. We've been talking about Signalgate and how the Trump administration essentially would like it to go away and there's nothing to see here and it's all just fine. That's really not accurate. And we had a couple of questions from listeners, Randy, that I would like to have you address, if you wouldn't mind. John from Oshkosh asks, how likely is it that enough military would not follow major illegal orders if they would come from Donald Trump?
Okay. It's interesting, by the way, that the Secretary of Defense directed that all in the, there's a part of training that all soldiers, airmen, Marines, sailors are required to hear, which is basic rules of war, the laws of war, the Geneva Convention. How do we treat prisoners? I was dismayed to hear that this has been eliminated from the training under the guise that that is not making people lethal enough. In other words, everything is about making things lethal. So we want our soldiers, airmen, Marines, sailors to go into combat situations not understanding how they're supposed to treat others and how they're supposed to be treated, and what is acceptable behavior in combat and what is unacceptable. This is shocking and yet at the same time not shocking. On the side about the caller that said, the person who asked about following illegal orders, it bothers me immensely that there is now a retired three-star that is being put through the nomination process to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. I know of this officer. He served with great honor, and I respect fully his service as a retired three-star. At the same time, he is absolutely positively not qualified to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He has never served as a four-star. By law, he has not done the things required by to be the chairman. He is not a senior, seasoned four-star general or admiral. He, however, appears to be very politically loyal to the president, because the president has even said so. So if once we have people in the military, because remember, the military reports to the president, and therefore it's something where the president can fire anyone that he believes does not follow what he wants them to do, as he has already fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He has fired the head of the Coast Guard and other people that he doesn't want to be around, not because of their competence, but because they stand up for what is right yep. by law mm-hmm. and regulation.
Yep. yep.
Okay. So in answering this question specifically, I believe that good military people will refuse to follow illegal orders. The challenge is that they will then be asked or told that they have to, they're either going to be removed or that they will be retired or fired or let go. Because it's already happening.
Yep.
It's already happening. It's the average American does not realize that because the military is part of the executive branch, it truly can be turned into his personal army. I'll be blunt, the same way that every dictator in the world has ever done. They pledge allegiance to him. This does not happen overnight. It's happening as we speak. All the services are sending almost the equivalent of political commissars out across the military to look at what is being taught to our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines from basic training the whole way through the war colleges to see if there's anything there that basically talks about, well, that is not in agreement with the way that the new administration is seeing. This is all headed in a bad direction. So might they refuse orders? Yes. One last thing real quick. The Insurrection Act. The president has the authority to enact the Insurrection Act. If he invokes the Insurrection Act for the southern border, I think it's a very poor reason to do it, but that is his right, legal right, to invoke the Insurrection Act to enhance the security along the southern border. Now, what if he invokes the Insurrection Act to go into cities whose mayors oppose his immigration policies or oppose supporting ICE? Well, then you're going to have federalized guardsmen or federal troops in cities that might oppose him: Los Angeles, Denver, Seattle, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York, Boston, Chicago. We can go on and on and on.
Yep.
So then you're going to have federal troops on the ground there. And then the third thing is going to be, is by the way, Americans never protest when it's cold outside, in contrast to the French. The French, you tell them to protest or strike, they'll do it anytime. The U.S., we're fair weather protesters. What happens if we have a large-scale protest around our country? Will federal troops and or federalized National Guardsmen be there on the front line? And will they be ordered to fire on our own citizens?
And
so am I trying to do something where I'm a doomsday sayer? No. I'm asking all of your listeners to watch the news in the next 6 months and just see what happens and make your own call.
Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, thank you so very much for your time, sir. We always really, really appreciate it. We're going to have you back. Eventually, thank we'll you. Talk about something
fun.
Fun.
Like cakes.
In 10 years or so. All right. We have news coming up next, and then we return with our statewide text to win Break into Spring contest. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.